I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Thursday, April 12. Coming up, government to speed up public sector transformation. Health Ministry donates $250,000 for new computer lab at Jamaica Society for the Blind and deadline extended for applications to Hope Youth Summer Work Program. The details after the break.
When you take on McFashion, you can eat more than a food.
Do you have something new that you have developed or come up with that can benefit the world away? Then enter the National Innovation Competition, win cash grants, business development support, and gain recognition for innovations and inventions. See the press for more details or contact the Scientific Research Council at 927-1771-4. Applications close on April 30.
Now the news. Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Dr. Nadja Clark, says the government will be revisiting the Public Sector Transformation Program with a view to accelerating its implementation. He says over the next 4 to 6 weeks, the administration will review the agenda for the rationalization of public bodies and seek to conclude consultations with union partners, ministries, and other stakeholders in order to establish an accelerated timetable.
This timetable will consider all of the opportunities that are present with respect to, one, divestment of public companies that have a commercial focus but which are not necessary for government to carry out its key functions. Two, the merging of public sector entities where they perform similar key functions in order to achieve some effective delivery of service. And three, the reintegration of public bodies into their parent ministries.
Dr. Clark was speaking at the opening ceremony for the 10th Planning Institute of Jamaica PIOJ Inter-American Development Bank IDB Labor Market Forum in Kingston on Wednesday. The Health Ministry will donate $250,000 towards the establishment of a computer lab at the Jamaica Society for the Blind, JSB. The funds will be donated through the Everyone's a Winner 5K and 10K run walk scheduled for Sunday, April 29 at Hope Gardens in St. Andrew. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the computer lab will help increase opportunities for academic and personal development for the blind.
And once there is an opportunity, that opportunity can materialize into significant satisfaction, significant productivity, significant achievement, and a sense of purpose and pride about one's contribution in a society.
Online registration for the Everyone's a Winner 5K and 10K walk run is now open. Individual registration is $1,500. Persons may visit runningeventsja.com for more information. Top coaches from 16 primary schools across the island are participating in a 4-day licensing course launched by the Confederation of North, Central America and Caribbean Association Football, CONCACAF. The Federation launched its first D-licensing coaching course in Jamaica on Wednesday at the University of the West Indies Jamaica Football Federation Captain Horace Burrell Center of Excellence at the university's Mona campus. The workshop will run until April 14. State Minister for Sport Orlando Terrylong says this initiative will improve the country's football program over the long term.
This course must be seen as a huge corrective measure when we take into consideration the current situation of some 1,000 football coaches across Jamaica who are not properly licensed. This situation must be changed, and it must be changed urgently.
The training is free of cost to the participants and is being delivered in collaboration with the Institute of Sports in Sports. Mr. Terrylong adds that the government will be providing more training programs for local coaches going forward. And the application deadline for the Hope Youth Summer Work Program has been extended to April 27. Under the program, some 14,000 young people aged 17 to 29 are set to benefit from valuable work experience during the months of June, July, and August, in line with the government's Housing Opportunity Production and Employment Hope Program. Application forms for the program are available at HeartTrust NTA, Jamaica Foundation for Lifelong Learning, or National Youth Service NYS offices island-wide. They may also be downloaded at heart-nta.org or nysjamaica.org. Director of Communications for the NYS, Julius Smiley Green, says interested persons will be required to submit several documents along with their applications.
So you will need to submit a copy of your TRN, a copy of your birth certificate, a copy of your NIS number. Your banking information is going to be very critical because that is how you will receive your stipend.
For more information about the program, call 754-981-68 or send an email to thenationalyouthservice@gmail.com. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.